बिहारी। जय गोपी जनावल्लभा गिरिवरधारी। जय यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन। यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी। जय यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन। यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी। जय यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन। यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 10th chapter, text 24. Savayam sakyanugata satkato vedeshu guhyeshu cha guhyavadibhihi येक एषो जगदात्मलीलया सृजत्यवति यत्ति न तत्र सज्जते सवायं सख्यनुगृहीत सत्कतो वेदेषु गुह्येषु च गुह्यवादिभिः ययेक एषो जगदात्मलीलया srajatyavati yattina tatra sajjate. Savayam sakhyanu gita satkato. Vedeshu guhyeshu cha guhyavadhibihi. Yayeka yesho jagatatma lilaya. Srajatyavati yattina tatra sajjate. Mataji, word to word meaning, saha, he, why, also, I am, this, sakhi, O my friend, anugita, described, sakatha, excellent past tense, vedeshu, in the Vedic literatures, guhyeshu, confidentially, cha, as also, Guhyavadhibhi, by the confidential devotees. Yaha, one who. Ekaha, one only. Ishaha, the supreme controller. Jagat, of the complete creation. Atma, super soul. Leelaya, by manifestation of pastimes. Srijati, creates. Avatiyatti, also maintains and annihilates. Na, never. Tatra, there. Sajjate, becomes attached to it. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Oh dear friends, here is that very personality of Godhead, whose attractive and confidential pastimes are described in the confidential parts of Vedic literatures by His great devotees. It is He only who creates, maintains and annihilates the material world and yet remains unaffected. Purport. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, all the Vedic literatures are glorifying the greatness of Lord Shri Krishna. Here it is confirmed in the Bhagavatam also. The Vedas are expanded by many branches and sub-branches by great devotees and empowered incarnations of the Lord. Like Vyasa, Narada, Sukadeva Goswami and the Kumaras, Kapila, Prahlada, Janaka, Bali and Yamaraj. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam especially, the confidential parts of His activities are described by the confidential devotee Sukadeva Goswami. In the Vedanta Sutra or Upanishad, there is only a hint of the confidential parts of His pastimes. In such Vedic literatures as the Upanishad, the Lord has expressively been distinguished from the mundane conception of His existence. His identity being fully spiritual, His form, name, quality and paraphernalia, etc. have been elaborately distinguished from matter And therefore, he is sometimes misunderstood by less intelligent persons as impersonal. But factually, he is a supreme person, Bhagavan. And he is partially represented as Paramatma or impersonal Brahman. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamcha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sava Ayam Sakhya Nughita Sapkato Vedesha Guhya Shicha Guhya Vadibhi Yayeka Yesho Jagadatma Lilaya Sajati Avatyati Natatra Sajjate. Oh dear friends, here is the very personality of Godhead whose attractive and confidential pastimes are described in the confidential parts of Vedic literatures by his great devotees. It is he only who creates, maintains, annihilates the material world, yet remains unaffected. Hare Krishna. So Krishna is departing to Dwaraka from Hastinapura. And all the devotees are feeling separation from Krishna that he is going to leave Hastinapura. And here on the top of the palace, the women of Hastinapura are looking at Krishna and they are talking among themselves. So the word Sakhi comes here. The friends, each other, they are talking about Krishna. And beautiful narrations are given here. So the yesterday's verse and today's verse, very beautifully, Sukadeva Goswami is, it's like when you have darshan, when the curtain is opened, how it gradually, the curtain opens. And we take darshan of Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna personified. Dharma swanukate, Krishna swadhame anukate dharma jnanadibisaha. Kalau nashtadrisham esha purana arko dhino oditaha. So Srimad Bhagavatam reveals Krishna like a sun reveals the objects in our life. So here the ladies are speaking among themselves. So the confidential pastimes are described in the confidential parts of Vedic literatures. So in this material world also we see certain marginal places have a difficulty in approach. Like if you see, if you go to the beach, ocean, you see there is a land and there is an ocean. So the connecting point is like neither it is earth, land, nor it is water, you know. So the boat is made up of earth. So it has to be pushed into the water. So there is a big struggle. If you have seen how the boatman pushes the boat into the ocean, it's not that takes sometime half an hour, 1 hour also. The waves are forcing the boat towards the earth, and the boatman is forcing the boat inside the ocean. So there is a big struggle there to go from the earth to the water inside. So there is a boat. Like we see the airplane. The airplane journey is what, just sit in the airplane and just fly. It's not so much interesting when you are flying on the skies all the time, cloud and all. But the takeoff takes place. There is the biggest struggle. Where the maximum difficulty takes place? In taking off and landing. When the sky and earth joins, from the sky to the earth or earth to the sky. Again, it's a marginal place. It's the most concentrated effort, most difficulties, most struggle the pilot undergoes. Why? Because there is a marginal place between the two different materials of different nature. So like that we see the lift, you know, from down place, up, lower place to upper place, staircases. So the connecting place is actually the most difficult place. So Srimad Bhagavatam, what we are trying to do is that we are trying to connect ourselves with Krishna. Krishna is of a different category. And even though we in nature is of a similar category of Krishna, but we are in the artificial place which is different from Krishna. That is this material world, isn't it? So this is made up of, you know, matter, and Krishna is completely spirit. And trying to reach out to Krishna or trying to bring Krishna to our realm is again a bit difficult and struggle. That's basically what the struggle is all about. Because that's what our experience in this world also. So how, just like Darshan I was talking about, how it unfolds. Similarly, Krishna, as a divine plan, how he unfolds his personality in this different realm altogether. So in the ocean, the instrument by which we travel is a different, so boat. In the land, we have another instrument which is, you know, the car, vehicles, train, bus and all. So the instrument differs according to the place in which it is involved. Similarly, everything, we need an instrument. So here we have to understand Krishna, who is spiritual. But the instrument what we have got is something not up to the standard. The instrument is made up of matter. And Krishna is spirit. So that is another difficulty. Just like within this world itself, this clip is a red color. So if you want to get the understanding this is red in color, we need to have an instrument, correct? What is the instrument by which we can understand this is red color? Eyes. So eyes is the instrument by which I can understand this is red in color. But I have got another instrument also, the ear or nose, by which I can't understand this is red in color, isn't it? So as the object of knowledge, what you want to understand, the subject varies, the instrument also varies. So through the eye instrument, I can only grasp the knowledge of color. With the ear, I can only gather the knowledge of sound. So as the subject varies, instrument also varies. One instrument cannot work for other instrument. So this instrument what we have got is very much limited even within our the material platform itself. Now all these instruments put together, we have got five instruments, isn't it? This is knowledge, acquiring sense. So these are the instruments. So all these instruments put together, Krishna is such a subject matter she cannot come under the grasp. That's why the Shastras declare before itself, Atashri Krishna Namati Nabhavet Grahyam Indriyaihi. So the instruments are very limited and their function is not so great. They are imperfect. They can't even function well within this realm itself. Or to speak of understanding a person who is beyond a different variety. This color is a variety, is within this same realm matter. The sound is also, what you're hearing is the sound of the fan or the sound of the ocean or people speak. You know, this is also a material thing. And this material sound and form itself, itself the instruments what we have is limited, you know. It cannot grasp things. So how can we get the understanding of Krishna? So before attaining anything, I'm talking very basic things only. So before we enjoy or attain anything, first of all we need to understand things, isn't it? I'll use this example. If we, a 3-year-old child, if it comes, in one hand we have got 1 rupee coin, in another hand we have got 100 rupees note or 2000 rupees note in currency note. If you give this both, if you show both to this child, a 2-year-old child, nowadays you have to reduce the year even much below, otherwise the child's children are very smart. 1-year-old, safer side. If you show both in the hand, 2000 rupees note one hand, 1 rupee coin, which one the child would pick up? 1 rupee coin. Prabhuji deals with all these things transcendentally. Anandrundan, 1 rupee coin, he says. Why 1 rupee coin, not the 2000 rupees note? You know, because 1 rupee coin is, you know, round. He can play with that, put it in the ground, it rolls back. And it rolls around, you know. So, it picks up 1 rupee coin. But the same child grows, you know. It is now 15 year, 20 year. If you show both, which one it will pick up? This 2000 rupees. Because 2000 rupees has 2000 1 rupee coin within it, you know. So, our pravritti and nivritti mean like the endeavor part, the desire, you know. So the child is desiring the 1 rupee because it is understand the 1 rupee is something very important for me. It is nice. So according to your understanding, then the desire comes. So the child is desiring when you show, okay, I should pick up the 1 rupee coin. So it goes to the 1 rupee coin. And when the desire comes, what is the next step comes? The child extends his hand and then picks it up. So third level comes the endeavor part. Prayatna, prayas. And after endeavoring, what happens? The child gets 1 rupee in his or her hand. You know. So, according to your understanding, there comes the desire. According to the desire comes the endeavor. And according to the endeavor, the way you effort, accordingly you'll get the result also. The prayojana. So, that means, in a simple understanding, everything starts with proper understanding. So, according to the jnana, understanding, there comes a desire. But the understanding itself is not there, you know. Then where comes the desire? And the desire is not there, why a person endeavors? Desire is a cause for pravritti and nivritti. If you give the child, a grown-up person, in one glass of Karela juice and one glass of, you know, cocktail juice, something, you know, ice cream, you know, one cup of ice cream. And you will see two kinds of action. One is pravritti and another is nivritti. Karela juice, he just runs away from that place. Ice cream, he goes and grabs. You know, even if you run away, he goes behind it and grabs it. So the desire is the cause. What is the knowledge is the cause for both pravritti and nivritti. But if a small child is there, if you give the fruit of the neem fruit, it may think that it's a chocolate. So because it doesn't know, there will be nivritti. But in, when the first time it eats and second time it fish out, it will run away. So without understanding that, then there cannot be any particular, you know, positive action or, you know, detachment, nivritti. So now the problem comes is that, as we discussed about this ocean and the boat is going inside, the conjecture between Krishna and us. So we have to understand Krishna. Then after understanding him, there maybe desire will come. Oh, Krishna is such a beautiful, such a wonderful thing. When the desire becomes strong, then we'll endeavor to achieve him. When we endeavor, finally we get him. So now the problem is that first of all, the first step itself is the difficulty for us. How to know him? So just like I cannot get the knowledge of sound, the instrument has to be there. What is the instrument by which we can get? We can understand Krishna in the first place. There the first effort and the great discussion are there with among the philosophers and scholars and everybody. How we can first of all get the understanding of anything spiritual? So the instrument is to be discussed properly. What is the instrument? Many things in this day-to-day life, also in our life, regarding instruments, sometimes these instruments, such as the five instruments what we have, if it doesn't work, we are very far away and we are not able to see things. 10 years back, we have seen the airplane. Now a child is asking, what is airplane? You are not seeing, but you can remember. The airplane is something like this. It has, you know, huge wings and it has, you know, beautiful seats inside, and, you know, it flies. It makes sound like that. So remembrance can be done. By remembrance, we can also get the, again, understanding or convey to others. But the remembrance depending on your previous experience. So if you cannot see Krishna, can we remember him somehow or other, speculate? That is also not possible because remembrance is depending on the previous experience. So that instrument is also not so much useful. Okay, the other way we can think about is that, can we say, just like a child doesn't know what is butter means. It's asked the teacher, what is butter? The teacher may say, the butter is something like, you have seen swan, you know, you go for this swimming pool and all, you see these swans and ducks. White in color. Like that, whitish object is butter. So it has some idea. Butter means whitish in color because it has seen the swan, it is white. So can we also say Krishna means what? Krishna is something like this, like that. That is also not possible because why? There is nothing similar to Krishna because it's a different category altogether. So we are stuck. We can't say similarity also with Krishna. So in such kind of scenario, what other instrument can be there? Can we ask here from somebody, you know? You know, that is also a problem. Just like, can anybody can know what is the taste of cyanide? So the cyanide, whoever tasted, they are no more. And those who are here don't know what is the taste of cyanide. So a negative example is Krishna is something like that, you know. Nobody has tasted it. And those who are tasted, they are not able to tell us for some reason or what. So how we can first of all get to know him, then comes all other steps. Okay, can we hear from somebody? But problem is that those who are speaking, their words are also material sound. They cannot describe about Krishna also. So even the words also doesn't, yatho vacho nivartante, the words are retreating back, you know, they are not able to approach Krishna. So what is the solution? So this is the problem, you know. On top of that, even in the material world, even when you have instrument, still that looks like not sufficient. For example, when a man is walking in the road, on the roadside he finds an iPhone lying without any ownership claimed, you know. And the monkey is also there walking nearby and it sees iPhone. So now, eye is the instrument by which one can pick up the iPhone, correct? And now the man If he sees iPhone, he'll put it, pick it up and put it in his pocket. But the monkey, what it does? It may take the iPhone and looks front and sees back side and sees half eaten apples, Judah. So just throw it and goes away maybe. iPhone. So what the monkey will do, it will see the iPhone, but it will just throw it away and go somewhere else. But the man will pick it up. So now, both of them have the instrument, the eyes. Monkey also has the instrument, eye. But still doesn't get the understanding this is the iPhone. So is it instrument is the only reason by which we understand things? It looks like not sufficient. When I was joined temple in way back in 96, one devotee in Udupi, he made all efforts to make one pizza. 96 in Udupi. So I never heard the name pizza in my life. So he worked from morning till evening, collected all ingredients, he went all around in small town. And he was sweating whole day, he was making all preparation. And finally evening at 6 o'clock, you know, the pizza came with a nice crust and top artichoke and basil leaves and olive oil and olive fruits and whatnot, you know. And it was served and he brought one plate in front of me. And then it came, I saw the pizza and I thought in my mind, I think this fellow tried some uthappam. Uthappam is another kind of a dosa, you know. A lot of things will be on top, you know, tomatoes, potatoes, all these things. So I said that this fellow tried some uthappam, it didn't come properly. So anyway, he tried so hard for the first time. Let me please him, you know. So as if I'm doing a favor for him. I looked at the pizza and looked at him, you know. And he was so much eagerness that how devotees are going to relish the pizza. So, but it was so, you know, huge. And so what I did was I broke some corner of the pizza. And I scraped all the thing on the top. You know, with a spoon and the other part of the pizza. Scraped everything. Olive oil, olive fruits and artichoke and cheese, everything came. It was a kind of chutney pile next to my plate in one corner. And I looked at the crust I saw here and there. Either it is chapati or it is dosa. Hey, kya hai, what is this? So then I thought I am doing a favor for this devotee. So I will accept this so that he will be happy, you know. So I broke that small piece of pizza crust and took some of this olive and, you know, it's kind of chutney, dosa, chutney combination. And this devotee is watching all this thing and he was frowning and he was, you know, breathing so heavily. I worked so hard, this guy is eating my pizza like this. So then practically you can't believe he caught hold of my collar, you know, kurta. What are you doing, man? I made pizza all whole day working hard, you are doing this, you know. till today, this devotee's name is Advaita Chandra Prabhu, Italian devotee. If he sees me today, it's 20 years is gone, almost more than that. First thing, he'll start the conversation with this only. What did you do with my pizza the other day? So here, I got the eyes, but I didn't understand what is this. So this monkey has an instrument, but doesn't understand what it is. So what extra we need to understand, really the thing is, that we need to know the characteristic of that thing, you know. The iPhone is something, can use it for speaking or hearing, you know. I can order many things, I can use this in various ways. So 90-year-old woman, if you show pizza, she will throw it away and she may just go for dosa. If you show iPhone to a 90-year-old woman and ordinary phone, she may not know what is different. She may even pick up the lowest quality is more important. So the instruments are not enough, but also one need to know the peculiar characteristic of the particular item in whose knowledge we are looking for. So in this world, that's why we need two things. One is instrument, another is also the proper peculiar characteristics, special characteristics of that particular object, so that we'll be able to understand what it is. So we need to do two things. One is that, first of all, we should know who is absolute truth and also his characteristics. Then only we can get the understanding of him. Then there is understanding followed by desire, followed by endeavor, followed by attainment of the objects. And so this is the, even the material things also have all these steps. So now still, absolute truth, Krishna, where we start with what to do, what is the instrument for this? And even instruments are there, will that be sufficient? So these things has to be dealt with. So what is the instrument to understand Krishna? So everybody can, it's a known subject only. So the instrument, our instrument in our hands are not so much useful. So Krishna himself gives us the instrument. What is the instrument? The Shastra, Vedas. Why Vedas are Shastras? Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavata means the instrument. Because the subject matter and the instrument has to have a matching characteristic. Similar thing it should have, you know. So, like the red color and eyes are in one category. That's why they can relate with each other. Ear cannot. Ear and sound are one category. So similarly, the instrument also has to be in a similar category with the object whose knowledge we are looking for. So Krishna's characteristic is he is spiritual. So similarly, a spiritual instrument can help us to understand him. So the sound, the spiritual sound are similar category or characteristic with Krishna. What is that characteristic? It is eternal and it is untouched by the three modes of material nature. In simple words, it is non-material. So the Shastras are also descending from Krishna's of the same category. So only that can reveal Krishna. So that is the one thing. That's why we are here. The shloka says, Vedeshu guhyeshu cha guhya vadivihi. So here women are discussing about Krishna. So who are these women? How we can trust them? What they can understand about Krishna? That's why Sukadeva Goswami, the ladies of the Hastinapur, they are talking. This Krishna is not an ordinary person. He is the same absolute truth. Vedeshu guhyeshu. He is the subject matter of the Vedas. Not just the Vedas, the guhyeshu. In the confidential part of the Vedas, he has been described. So he is not just ordinary boy who is just, you know, moving around. So Vedas are describing about him. Veda Vedyaha. Amnaya Vedyatvam. He is known only by the Amnaya or the Vedas, Shastras. Why? The Shastras are similar in nature. The Shastras are, the Vedas are, the as His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj spoke the other day, they are the breathing of the Lord. So the Lord's breath, Lord, all are spiritual in nature. So that spiritual sound can reveal the source of spiritual sound, Shri Krishna. So the Shastras are describing, Shastras are the instrument through which we can understand Krishna. Now, the instrument can be there, but still we say that, the eyes are looking at the salt, sugar, rice, naphthalene ball, all are white in color. But somebody may bring the naphthalene ball instead of sugar, and if you mix it with the milk, what will happen, you know. So not only the eyes are sufficient, the eye contact is there, but one should know sugar is, not just white in color, but it is sweet in taste. So one can avoid naphthalene ball, rice and salt and only pick up sugar. But somebody knows that sugar is sweet, but if he doesn't have eyes, somebody is blind. Somebody's tongue is being tied by a plastic covering. So he may look at the sugar, which is also powder sugar and powder salt. He may not be able to understand which is sugar, because you can't put it in your mouth, your tongue is, or you are diseased, because by the jaundice you are able to taste it, or your eyes are eye folded, or eyes are, you are blind. So the person has the character, he knows the characteristics. Sugar means it is sweet. But instruments are not there, still you can't access. The instrument is there regarding the monkey, but it doesn't know the import characteristic of the iPhone, so it cannot access that iPhone. It doesn't understand what is iPhone. So we need to have both instrument and also the specific characteristic of that thing, then only we can get some understanding of that thing. So, regarding Krishna, what is the instrument? The Shastra is the instrument. But that is not sufficient. What is the characteristic of Krishna? So, who will give the peculiar characteristic of the understanding of the object of knowledge and the instrument? Instrument we all have got. In material, I am talking about. We got the instrument. Nobody has to give us. It is inbuilt. Instruments are there. But the characteristic, how we get it? Regarding sugar, grandma metal. Beta, sugar means it is white in color, nice and sweet. Don't bring salt. It also nice. But bring sugar. Sweet in taste. So the characteristics, specific characteristics are given by the experienced person in this world. So the instruments are in one place and the characteristic knowledge we are getting from others. But regarding Krishna, the both are coming in one place. The instruments are the Shastras, and the Shastras themselves are also giving us the peculiar characteristics which the Shastras are putting forward as the absolute truth. So that's why it's a full proof, so we are able to understand who is Krishna. So the Shastras not merely telling that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also, it gives the specific characteristics of the absolute truth, so that we won't be cheated. Why? If only the instrument is sufficient, we may be cheated. We may bring naphthalene ball as a sugar, you know. So, what is the characteristic, what the Shastra is talking about? The characteristic of absolute truth. If it is only says, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vedas are telling, Shastra is telling, worship him. But then as Radha Gopinath in his Gita course, you know, he would, many times often he says, if somebody comes from the drama troupe, wearing peacock feather and golden dhoti and playing flute, you know, colored himself in blue color. And people say, oh, this is what the Shastras are telling, Krishna is Supreme Lord. Here Krishna have come. So, pay full obeisance to him and worship him. You know? So, we may be cheated. We may be just, we may not understand actually who is Krishna. So, the Shastras are also giving the, not just it is pointing to the name, pointing to the person Krishna, but also it is carefully telling us the characteristics, specific characteristics of Krishna. So that characteristics was spoken in these previous shlokas also, in this shloka also. Srijati avati yatti na tatra sajjati. So this person Krishna is not a coward boy just, you know, stealing butter and playing flute. He is the Supreme Absolute Truth. Srijati avati atti. Srijati creates, avati he maintains. Atti means practically it is eating. Eating here in the sense samhara karta, one who destroys, you know. So Krishna is the absolute truth. The Shastras are point is the instrument, and that absolute truth characteristics is janmadi yasyato anvayati taratas. He is from whom all creation emanates from. He who maintains all of them. Aishwarya samagrasya virya sheshashriyaha jnana vairagyaschaiva kshannam bhaga idingana. So this is also characteristic. The Shastras are telling that Vishnu, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what is the characteristic of that Krishna? These are the characteristics. So when person comes in the drama room, he won't be cheated. So in this way, Shastras are giving us a perfect understanding of an anti-material subject matter to us who are in the realm of the material objects. So our eyes are matter, but here is the Shastras are bringing and presenting in front of us this Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth, with the specific characteristics. Now we got the instruments, which are the Shastra, and we have the special characteristic. Then we can understand Krishna. Then the desire comes in our heart. So that's the reason the Shastras of Krishna have given us the Shastra. Krishna Swadhami Upagate. Kalau Nashta Drisham Yesha. What is Nashta? The instrument is there, but still the people are blind. Why? The sun is still shining. The eyes are there, still they are blind. Why? Because the instrument is not there. So what is the instrument? So Krishna himself becomes the instrument through which Krishna is revealed to us with his specific characteristics. So, with that characteristics of Krishna and with the instrument of Shastra, one can understand Krishna. Problem is not end with that. Deva Shastra, the Shastras are like a mother pointing out to the father, who is your father, with the specific characteristics. But the problem is, still, our senses are material. The sound which describing Krishna is also spiritual. So again the problem, the example of the boat entering into the ocean, the struggle. So how that spiritual sound and our material ear, they are not in the same category. As we discussed before, the red color is one category, eyes are the same category, it can grasp. But spiritual sound is a different category and our ears of different category. It cannot grasp a spiritual sound. So again there is a problem. So what is the solution? So just like, you know, I give the example of we have American plug and Indian plug point. You know, the socket doesn't go together, you know. So even you may have, so Krishna, Svatapravarti Ashakyatva, the fan is moving not on its own, the current has to enter in it. Similarly, the material world, Jivatma are Svatapravarti Ashakyatva, they cannot do anything on their own. Krishna has to enter within them. Then only Krishna has three Paramatmas, Karodarsha Vishnu, Garbhodarsha Vishnu, Shirodarsha, he enters, otherwise, you know, we even in this world we say, you know, some president or somebody, unless you come, nothing will work here. So, Krishna has to enter. So, the fan rotates only if current enters. So, Krishna is like electricity. The electricity have come till the plug point. The socket. But my plug is of American plug. The current is there, but I am not able to get it. So, the current, if it doesn't flow through the plug, which is connected to the laptop fan, or any other instrument, it will not work. So, our instruments are like the, say, Indian instrument, and the plug is sort of American, the socket is American socket, current is like Krishna, but how it is going to enter into us? So, there we need an interface, you know, we adapter. So, you put the adapter, some kind of adapter which has the Indian side and the American side, and you plug it together. Then the current flows, fan runs, light runs, laptop runs, everything runs. So, what is that adapter between the spiritual sound which reveals Krishna with his special characteristic by which we can get to know him, then develop desire and you endeavor and we get Krishna and our material senses. So, that adapter has to be there. Without that, you can't access. So, what is that interface between the ocean and the land? You know, that work very hard, the fisherman works very hard to push the boat. Comes again and again, hitting back, he has to push it. The flight taking off, he has to struggle hard to take it off, you know. So, what is that adapter which connects the spiritual sound with the material ears? Spiritual Krishna with our material eyes. So that adapter is also has to be accessible. The adapter has both elements. One is it's accessible to the Indian plug, also it is accessible to the American in between, something like that, interface. So that interface also has to be thought about it. So that interface is something interesting. What could be that interface? Anybody have any idea, guess? Guru Narasimha Leela, Tirtha Prabhu, Guru. Any other guess? In the previous shloka, Srivad Bhagavatam, I'll read the verse. You all can easily hear directly from the Bhagavatam instead of me speaking. Sava ayam yat padam matra surayaho jitendriya nirjita matareshvanaha. Yesterday's verse I'm reading. Pashyanti bhakti ukta leela నీల అమలాత్మన పశ్యంతి భక్తి ఉక్త లీల అమలాత్మన భక్తి ఉక్తలీత అమలాత్మన. సో దట్ భక్తి ఈజ్ దట్ పర్టికులర్ ఇంటర్ఫేస్. రూప గోస్వామి దట్స్ వై సేస్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్లీ, అత శ్రీకృష్ణ నామాది న భవేత్ గ్రాహ్యం ఇంద్రియై. కృష్ణాస్ నేమ్ ఫార్మ్ క్వాలిటీస్ కెనాట్ బి గ్రాస్డ్ బై దిస్ మెటీరియల్ సెన్సెస్. సో ఈవెన్ దో హీ స్పీక్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ టూ లైన్స్ దిస్ డే, వాట్ ఈస్ ద సొల్యూషన్ హీ గివ్స్ సంథింగ్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్. ద నెక్స్ట్ టూ లైన్ ద సొల్యూషన్ ఈస్ దట్ హీ అగైన్ గోస్ బ్యాక్ టు ద సేమ్ థింగ్. వాట్ ఈ సేస్, సేవన్ ముఖేహి జిహ్వాదౌ. నౌ గ్రాహ్యం ఇంద్రియై, ద ఇంద్రియస్ యూ కాంట్ కాంప్రిహెండ్ కృష్ణ. సో ఇస్ ఇట్ నాట్ ద టంగ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఇంద్రియ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్. బట్ ఈ సేస్ ఓన్లీ విత్ టంగ్ యూ కెన్ గ్రాస్ కృష్ణ. సో ఫస్ట్ టూ లైన్స్ ఈ సేస్ ఇంద్రియస్ కెనాట్ గ్రాస్ కృష్ణ. సెకండ్ టూ లైన్ ఈ సెయింగ్ దట్ విత్ జిహ్వా యూ కెన్ గ్రాస్ కృష్ణ. ఇస్ ఇట్ నాట్ కాంట్రడిక్టరీ? బట్ వాట్ రూప గోస్వామి హావ్ డన్ ఈజ్ దట్ బిట్వీన్ దిస్ టూ హీ పుట్ ఆన్ ఇంటర్ఫేస్ అడాప్టర్. వాట్ ఈస్ అడాప్టర్? సే నాట్ జస్ట్ జిహ్వా, సేవన్ ముఖేహి జిహ్వాదు భజ సేవాయం. భక్తి ఇస్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద రూట్ వర్డ్ భజ సేవ. సో త్రూ సేవ, సేవ జిహ్వా మిక్స్డ్ విత్ ద సేవ వన్ కెన్ గ్రాస్ కృష్ణ. సో ఇఫ్ భక్తి ఇస్ నాట్ దర్ వి నో స్కోప్, టోటలీ డిఫరెంట్ కేటగిరీ. యూ కెన్ సిట్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫర్ లైఫ్ టైమ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ అ టేస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద సైనైడ్ వెన్ కెనాట్ గెట్ కృష్ణ. Or, you know, the owl trying to see things in the daylight. We can never access Krishna. So, Krishna is very merciful. This red color doesn't have a capacity to reveal to the ears because it is a material thing. But regarding Krishna, one more interesting thing is that, like in the lockdown time, everybody in their house, you can't go to the market to purchase. If the announcement is made in the street, you know, the government has made an arrangement that it can come and give to you all the things. So milk comes and rice comes, dal comes and sabji comes. So they announce from the road, sabji have come, please come and collect it. So we just go downstairs and you show your bag, you put sabji. And after 1 hour again another vehicle comes, we have got rice. He takes the same bag and he shows the bag and rice is put. So then little later, announcement comes, milk have come. So he heard, and then as a habit, he again takes the same bag. And can he collect the milk with that bag? The milk just drowns down. He can't hold the milk in the basket or in the cloth bag. Rice, sabji, you can collect. So even if it is given for free, milk is available, you are entitled to take the milk, but you can't, your bag cannot hold the milk. Similarly, Krishna is like the milk. We can't hold it through our patra, our bag. This ear cannot hold him because he is like a milk. He can just go away. But Krishna's mercy is such that he is merciful. He is present everywhere. And he is all-knowing. Because of this reason, Krishna can become access to your pot also. Even though it is of a different category. Milk cannot be held in the in the cloth. Somebody say, I will make the milk into paneer or make it rabadi and you can hold it in. So, okay, we can give the example of somebody announced 50 GB data is free. You can't take your, you know, pot also there, you know, vessel also you can't hold. So you need a particular instrument for receiving 50 GB data, you know. So we don't have any instrument for receiving Krishna. So, but Krishna, unlike the products of this material world, can adapt himself to be received even by these useless instruments what we have. But Krishna, how he does it? Through a particular, just like milk can be held in a basket if it gets transformed into paneer. But Krishna doesn't have to transform himself. But he gives one more an element which is accessible in between this particular interface. That is called as bhakti. ప్రేమాంజన చురితి భక్తి విలోచనేన. సో దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ థింగ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ మెర్సిఫుల్లీ గివెన్. వెన్ దట్ భక్తి ఎంటర్స్ దాట్ యాక్ట్స్ యాజ్ దట్ ఇంటర్ఫేస్ అడాప్టర్ బై విచ్ ద object which is Krishna, which is not possible to be held by our senses, can be held by our senses, can be comprehended by our senses. That's why it is so beautiful, and it is also in one sense very difficult to understand by the materialistic people. You know, they think that devotees are also look similar. You are also chanting Hare Krishna. We are chanting, you know, some Jai Bhim or something. You know, something we are also. So what is the difference? So the sound, they don't understand the so much of what are things, thought process, what are things went into this. You know, so that particular devotional attitude, seva bhava, that becomes the attractive force, the adapter by which the current of Krishna's can flow within us, and that illuminates the heart. So that bhakti Krishna gives to us, not directly, through the devotees Krishna gives. So through the devotees Krishna gives that bhakti, and when we get the bhakti, the senses, bhakti means what? The bhakti is nothing but using our senses in the service of Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uttama. So when we do that, then what happened? Inaccessible Krishna becomes accessible by our material senses also. So that's why, not just that, Krishna becomes subservient to even our material senses also. When you want to paint Krishna, whatever paint you want, you paint. You put chandan whenever you want, whatever way you want. Some put thin, some may put thick, Krishna accept everything, you know. So that day we went to Radharas Bihari temple, we are, you know, so nice it was, we are given so much freedom. We are putting chandan on Radharas Bihari and Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gauranitai Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Salagram Govardhan Shila. Whatever way you put chandan, they are accepting. We are not able to believe for this Krishna. Prabhupada gave his whole life, his struggle, you know, what a fight it was, you know. But he is accessible to us also and Prabhupada also. So some are directly accessing Krishna with a purified spiritual sense. At the same time, Krishna is accessible to the material sense, at least in my case. But what is that? That is because of the element of bhakti, even the bhakti abhas. And that enters because of the connection with Srila Prabhupada in the parampara. Krishna is accessible to anybody and everyone. So that is the beauty of this process of bhakti, that which connects Krishna. So when we have a bhakti, then only we'll start understanding who is Krishna. So then, how do we understand Krishna? Through bhakti, when you approach the shastra, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Aham sarvasya prabhavaha." I am the Supreme Personality of God. Matta parataram nanyate, Krishna reveals. With these characteristics, you know. Bahuni me viditani janmani tavacharjuna. I know, I have taken so many births, but I remember everything. So that discriminates Krishna from Arjuna. So just like sugar, sweetness of the sugar discriminates sugar from the salt and rice. So this specific characteristic distinguishes. Yato va imani bhutani jayante yena jhatani jivante yat praliyante avisham mushanti tad brahma tad vijanasva. This is the Upanishad characteristics of Brahman. From whom? Yato va imani bhutani jayante. From whom everything is emanating. By whom everything is maintained. From whom everything is entering into. Tad brahma tad vijanasva. This is Brahma. This is Supreme Absolute Truth. Tad vijanasva. You understand that. So Shastra is, you know, ordering us, this is the Brahman. Again, Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadi yasayata, reflecting the Upanishads. Here, today's Bhagavatam class. Sarjati avati atti. Yato va imani bhutani jayante. From whom everything is emanating from, by whom things are maintained, from whom everything is enters. So that is called, that way, Shastras pointing towards us to Krishna with his specific characteristics. So we identify this is the Supreme Absolute Truth. When the understanding comes, then such a great Krishna, beautiful Krishna, who is so beautiful, who is so endearing, I want to reach to him, I want to attain him. Then Shastras tells the same bhakti, perform the devotional service, the endeavor, the pravritti. Then when you do the pravritti, then what happens? Then Krishna becomes the object of your attainment. So in this way, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and all our Acharya Parampara, We are not doing a, we don't come to ISKCON as a sentimental reason or, you know, with our own, you know, for some external reasons. But Prabhupada says our ISKCON society is presenting Krishna in a solid, logical way, backed by the Shastras. So in this way, through this proper understanding, when we approach Krishna, so Krishna mercifully given us the human body with the developed senses, not only gave us instrument, also gave us another instrument which are called Shastras, and also has given us the interface between the material instrument and the spiritual instrument. And on top of that, Krishna's grace, Krishna's grace is flowing through the Guru Parampara, that they were given us opportunity by establishing this society where we can easily perform the process of bhakti. You know, we don't have to work hard. The books are there, distribute the books. The temples are there, the deities are there. All the arrangements are done. Just enjoy bhakti, you know. Prabhupada worked very hard to build ISKCON Radha Rasa Vihari temple. He just goes there and put Chandan in the AC room in the altar and take darshan and take Mahaprasadam, come by, go by car and come by car, you know. So we enjoy. So the grandfather works hard. And why, what is doing that? And he is giving that the particular access to Krishna with the proper understanding, with the special characteristics. So when all these things are given, what is our duty? Utilize this opportunity, understand it, develop a desire and endeavor for that and enjoy. So that is what the grace of Srila Prabhupada. So here in this shloka, the girls are talking, the women are talking. So if somebody doubts how we can put faith in the ladies, they are also having ordinary girls. They may not have, they are also having apparently material senses, somebody may say. That's why what the ladies are telling are not their own, as Prabhupada says, the product of their mental speculation, product of their fertile brain. No, they are actually repeating Vedeshu Guhyeshu. What the ladies are talking is also supported by the Vedas. But the Vedas may tell, but how do we know? Guhyavadibihi. The Guhyavad, the rishis understood the Vedas and they are repeating. Not only the Vedas are very cryptic, but that has been understood by the Guhyavadibihi. They are also talking. And their talks, they are confirming, they were talking, that is was been repeated by even the simple women of the Hastinapura. So in this way, Krishna, like altar opened, similarly Krishna is revealed through the Shabda, instrument called Shabda, the process of bhakti, and Acharyas, Guhyavadivis are giving us. And when we go through their footsteps, the simple hearted ladies of Hastinapura also can understand Krishna. In fact, they can understand even more, better than the Guhyavadivi because of their simple devotion. So that is a scene of Vrindavan, that their love for Krishna is so spontaneous that they are actually understood Krishna, desire Krishna, and they are actually relishing Krishna. So that is our goal. So we are grateful to Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara for giving us this great opportunity. Hare Krishna. So I thank all the devotees for patiently hearing this basic subject matter which you all know. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare